Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So this is our Memorial Day podcast, a very special edition. You know, a lot of people, they do like Shrek Family Christmas.
Yeah.
You know how like that's a special for them? Sure. We're doing it for Memorial Day.
Yeah, and it's mostly just because we were too lazy to come into work and we have the option
it's
to work
Memorial
the holiday.
Day. We don't have to be here.
We don't have to. So we just decided to throw this a little something for you.
I got to get my tan on. I got to come back all bronze for you guys.
Is that what you're going to do? You're going to go get all bronzed?
Yes, with a bad sunglass tan.
Oh, you already have that, honey. I don't know. Maybe consider just some suntan goggles.
Nah, I'm cool about that.
Because you've got your big old Guy Fieri glasses
on. I know.
Looking like the mayor of Flavortown over there with your big old Oakleys.
All right, enjoy this podcast edition.
I'm going to miss picking on you for 3 days.
We are still in January of 2018, which means we don't know how the year is going to go. We're not sure what pop culture trends are going to be the most popular, but Pop Sugar has decided to kind of look into the old crystal ball, read the tea leaves, and come up with 8 trends expected to blow up this year in 2018.
Okay.
Number one at the top of the list, and I don't think this is far off at all, strong women.
Oh, yeah.
2018 will be the year that we really get in there and celebrate women the way they deserve to be celebrated. I think the momentum started in 2017.
Yeah.
But if you watch what's happened so far...
You think it's going to peak there? Or has it peaked already?
No, I think it's going to continue.
It's still going to go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, completely.
It's never been out of style in my house.
There it is.
Powerful women, man, I tell you.
Amen.
That's what I grew up around.
8 trends expected to blow up. The color lavender. I guess rose gold and millennial pink have been all in.
Yeah, it's because you remember everybody's iPhone had to be rose gold.
Oh, man, rose gold was everywhere.
Right.
Yeah. No, lavender is the new color that you're going to see all around town.
Okay, so a light purple. That's going to be fun.
All right, that's nice.
I enjoy lavender, the smell.
I don't know if I enjoy lavender, the color.
Right.
As a male.
Is that a pastel?
It is. It's very, it's a light purple, right?
It's like an Easter color.
Yeah.
Which is great in April, but I don't know if I need that in July.
I like a good lavender.
You're all right with it?
Yeah. Right. If everything looked and smelled like lavender, the world would be a better place.
I agree with the smell. Sparkling everything.
Oh, no.
Oh man.
No.
Oh, no. This is good.
Okay.
It's not like glitter.
Oh, good, good.
They're saying if you're a big fan of the bubbly, good news for you. Sparkling drinks will be all the rage, not just alcohol.
You had me worried that it was lavender and everything's going to sparkle like glitter. I'm like, where are we living?
Justin's like, I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm done.
I'm out. I'm moving to Texas where they won't allow that.
I assumed you meant sparkling water and was already angry. How dare you ruin water like that?
I love sparkling water.
Ugh, no.
Little sparkling water in a splash of like cranberry juice.
It just makes you burp than drinking water.
Yeah,
it's
also
like busy and fun.
It like attacks your tongue and attacks your mouth.
Yeah, there's like a party going on. There's a big rave in my mouth.
I don't want my water to fight back. Just get down my gullet.
Tap water's so boring. Sparkling water has a little flavor to it.
Ugh, no, fun. Thank you.
The 80s look. Having a comeback.
I like that idea. You know what? I was watching last night. I stopped on A Living Color. I guess that was the 90s, but everything was so bright back in the 80s and 90s, though.
Oh, yeah.
So we're all going to be seen from down the street now.
I don't feel like the jeans in the 80s were great. Those were the high jeans, weren't they?
Yeah, I think so. I was still a little young to have fashionable stuff.
High-waisted jeans are still a thing.
Right. They're back again.
I know, but they have been for, like, years.
I don't like them. I'm going to fight that one. Okay. Self-care.
Oh, yeah.
Is expected to blow up this year. I feel like that was more of a...
What do you mean by self-care?
Fitness studios are trendy, and meditating has become really big. Look at all the meditation apps that are out there, including like Headspace, Calm. Eight trends expected to blow up. One that I'm excited about: Harry and Meghan's wedding.
Woo! Oh man.
How can we focus on anything else in 2018 when we have a royal wedding to look forward to?
Wonder what day of the week that'll be on.
I don't know. Friday.
We don't know yet. We don't have a date yet, do we?
I'll tell you. We'll be taking it off. So I can.
We'll have a little watching party here in the office.
I'm gonna make tea. Have some crumpets.
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll have some funny hats.
That sounds great, you guys.
What else did the British eat?
I have got to just go home and wash my hair. Like, gotta
come
wash
on,
my
Jackson.
Hair. Sorry, I already had that appointment booked long before you asked.
Get on board with the Harry and Meghan wedding.
I will not. Why?
Why not? It's pomp and circumstance. I love it.
It is not even our royalty.
Who cares? It's still fun to watch the
it's
whole.
It's not like Britney Spears is getting married.
No, well, she's got married a few times by now, so that's not as exciting.
Only one time that counted.
CBD products. Do you guys know what CBD products are?
No, what is it?
So it's not marijuana, but it's like the closest you can get. It's an active but not psychoactive ingredient in cannabis.
Okay.
So all the feels, none of the stone. And you'll see like the signs. They're like these green signs with black writing. I've seen them in town a lot that say CBD oil.
It's a big thing right now.
It's huge,
because the government hasn't cracked down on it yet.
I think we used to have a sponsor that was a massage place that also had
yes,
CBD
we did.
Oil.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually know the owner over there. She's cool.
Okay. I guess I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, she does the CBD oils in between your massages because it's so relaxing.
And finally, of the eight trends expected to blow up this year in 2018, Matte Black. M-A-T-T-E. Matte.
Matte, like a matte paint, like a matte finish.
I guess so. Doesn't that mean like it's flat? Isn't that what matte means?
I kind of figured it was like black with like a light coat on top
or
something.
Yeah, matte means not shiny.
They say
crusty.
Matte black is a sexy look and is coming for our homes in decorative items.
Oh.
So your house is going to be lavender and matte black.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
I actually kind of like it.
You're on board.
Yeah, that sounds great.
And you'll be serving sparkling water.
No, I won't.
Yes.
No, I'll be serving sparkling water at your funeral walk-ins. Don't you dare.
Walmart.com analyzed the hottest selling items in every state and found some unusual top sellers. So according to like the data, New Yorkers, they love Cheerios. Cheerios is like the number one thing that they buy at Walmart.
Ours is grape hi-chew. Right?
It is not grape hi-chew, although fantastic.
It is fantastic.
Californians, they love their protein powder.
Yeah, I think they're better than us.
Protein powder and avocados. That's all you need.
That's all you need?
How much better than us could they really be, though? They're buying their protein powder at Walmart.
That's true, right?
We can judge a little bit.
You mentioned grape-flavored hi-chews in Ohio. Grape-flavored drink mix.
There you go. I'm on board. Anything grape.
Oh, no.
No, grape's my go-to everything. Grape Gatorade.
Oh.
Grape Kool-Aid.
Oh, no.
Grape Popsicle.
What?
Grape Jam.
Grape is the worst of the additive flavors.
No, grape is the best.
Grape tastes like Robitussin cough syrup.
Yeah. Why not? Grape cough syrup.
Tiebreaker, Jackson.
Love grape.
Ah,
see?
No,
love it.
No.
He's probably a banana man.
No.
Gross.
Give me strawberry.
No.
Give me good old classic strawberry.
Strawberry.
You know why?
Strawberry is a letdown.
Strawberry, you always know what it's going to... Well, so you know what grape's going to taste like, too.
It's going to taste
terrible
like grape.
Medicine. Anyways, the company's been tracking shoppers' purchases across Walmart.com, 4,700 stores. What is the bizarre purchase that Utahns make? So again, New York, Cheerios, California, protein powder.
Nutella.
Nutella. I think Nutella's a thing, huh? It's not Nutella. Jackson?
How about those really sad betta fish in those cups? Those make me so sad.
Yeah.
When you're walking by the aisle and they're just all sitting there like in Dixie cups.
So depressed.
Yeah, with like saran wrap on top.
Oh, such a bummer.
You know they're not going to make it long.
No.
Nope.
Betta fish is not on this list, though. The most bizarre top-selling item at Walmart in Utah is what, Justin?
Hot Cheetos.
Hot Cheetos. Flaming Hot?
Flaming Hot.
No, but Flaming Hot was on one of the states that I saw. I think it was Alabama.
How about character t-shirts?
Oh, like superhero t-shirts.
Yeah, superhero t-shirts, Star Wars.
You go to like Target here,
yeah,
and everything is like comic book
and
t-shirt.
And it's constantly sold out. Like they can't keep it in there long enough. By the way, I've got a really good shirt to show you later.
The most bizarre top-selling item at Walmart in Utah is what? Give us a call if you think you know it.
Let's see. The Cherry Garcia Ben & Jerry's ice cream is Utah. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Mm. We're going ice cream.
It's not that. Oh,
we're a big ice cream state.
I like the Stephen Colbert. What is it? The American Cone?
Yes.
That one's so good.
Americone Dream.
Americone Dream.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jackson.
I got you.
Well, what do you think it is?
How about baby onesies in bulk?
No, but good guess.
Definitely a good guess.
I'm getting a lot of green Jell-O guesses. It's not green Jell-O. Laundry detergent?
Yeah, Tide.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
No?
The 48-load Tide bottle.
Tim says Hot Pockets or frozen burritos?
You love a good frozen burrito.
Tim is a bachelor, in case you were wondering.
Tim loves the Lynn Wilson burrito.
A lot of guesses for like babies, like baby powder, diapers, none of that. It's not that.
Actual babies?
Yeah, that's where you pick up the babies. That's where babies come from.
Walmart. Walmart. Curbside pickup.
Exactly. It's only a matter of time until they start selling them.
Rachel says the Instant Pot. I can't find one anywhere. What is the Instant Pot? Is that that...
it's like a pressure cooker.
My wife wants one of those.
They're pretty good. We have
They're
one.
So good.
Yeah, are they? Like are they new?
No, they've been around forever.
Then why are they just now becoming like really trendy?
I think because they've kind of redesigned them and made them all digital and stuff, so you don't have to do it the old way, like heat it up and cook it on your stove.
Oh, got it. Some dude's fry sauce? No, it's not that either. Our bizarre purchase in Utah is personalized travel care kits.
Personalized?
I didn't know you could personalize them.
So though. These are the tiny kits that come in a plastic bag that have like a mini deodorant, mini toothbrush.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Mini toothpaste.
Listen, we're busy.
I have no clue what we're doing with all of these personalized travel care kits. You read everywhere. I mean, California's protein powder. That's kind of normal. Ohio's grape flavor drink mix. Okay. Utah personalized hygiene.
Where are we going?
What are we doing with them all?
Huh. That is. You're right. That is the most. That's what we sell the most of. That is nuts. Wonder how you even personalize them at Walmart.
Well, here's why we need them, you guys. By the time you round up all the kids, you throw them in the car, you drop them off at school, you haven't had time to take a shower or brush your teeth.
True.
So you're trying to get it all knocked out in the car on the way to school.
So that's just, you can take care of your business.
Is it a missionary thing?
Oh. Yeah. Could it be charity? Is it because of all of our homeless?
Could it be... yeah, we have a lot of stuff.
I'll bet it's missionaries.
I bet you too.
Dave says, I was behind a lady once in Walmart buying hundreds of those little deodorants and other personalized hygiene products.
Cute.
What for?
Are we really good about sending them to the troops? No?
Maybe.
I mean, we could go the we're being charitable angle.
I feel like this just puts up so many more questions than answers when you find out. We're buying personalized... Have you ever bought a personalized travel care kit?
No, and is there one person behind all this that we can ask?
No. Mr. Walmart.
Mr. Walmart himself.
Yes.
Huh?
Get him on the phone.
Where's Wall at?
Wally. Jackson has a cat who has been under the weather.
Yeah, Freddy.
Freddy the cat.
Cougar.
And finally, your cat's feeling better.
Yeah, he had to get 3 teeth pulled. And then he recovered, and now he's right back to being a terrorist.
And one of the things your cat does is brings you treats. Or rewards, presents.
He's a serial killer. He goes out, he slaughters animals, and he leaves them on the porch. Like some sort of monster. Which is great, because I don't want mice in the house. And he's really good for that.
Right.
But also, he is really irritating and wants to be outside all the time. So, he'll bring birds, mice, rats.
Oh, everything.
Snakes.
Snakes?
Oh, yeah. He's brought me a couple snakes.
Oh, man.
He's the worst. I love him so much.
He's quite the hunter.
What nasty thing did your animal bring you? You could call us 844-649-1051. You could text us 615-44. Justin, you had a dog?
Yeah, I still remember the story, actually. It was when we were a kid. We had a rabbit that was running through the backyard,
yeah.
And our dog got it. Because we had a chain link fence back where this was, and usually the rabbit could make it through the hole. This time, the rabbit didn't make it, and the dog got it, killed it, brought it in the house, and left it in the living room for my mom to find.
No,
oh, man. Your poor mom.
Had to clean up a dead rabbit out of the living room.
I told you that my kids were traumatized by our last cat.
Because
that
your
we
cat
had.
Always brought stuff in.
Our cat would find mainly grasshoppers was her soup du jour.
Okay.
Sure.
And she loved the kids. So my son Liam, and he was probably 4 at this time, would wake up to just the legs or the thorax
of the grasshopper
on his pillow. next to him.
Yep. Put him in bed with you.
And he ended up not wanting to sleep in his bed because he was so afraid of having animal parts next to him when he woke up in the morning. It was terrible. Like, this poor kid.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I don't want a dead grasshopper in their bed.
No, right.
I still don't, as an adult, want a dead grasshopper in my bed.
That's so terrifying. Like, could you imagine being a little kid and just so scared to go to sleep because your serial killer cat's going to bring you dead things?
You know there will be a dead creature next to you when you open your eyes in the morning.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, good morning, buddy. I brought you a grasshopper.
Oh, man. These texts are already coming in. Our cat brought in a bat.
Nice.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
How did he catch a bat? Man, that's a talented cat.
That's a good cat, right?
Yes.
Yeah. My cat dragged a live bird through the dog door, not as a present, but as a live toy for himself.
Oh, yeah.
Then you have a bird just flopping through the house. Like,
well, that's the
things.
Other thing. Freddy doesn't even, like, eat anything that he kills. He is just killing for the sport of it.
He's sick.
He's sick.
What is wrong with your cat?
I don't know, man, but also he's such Freddy. A wuss because he likes to cuddle.
Freddy wants to go on an African safari now.
Yeah, he does.
My dog, Yodi, got into fights with raccoons, skunks, and snakes.
Nice.
Could you imagine your dog bringing a skunk in, though?
No.
Ruining the whole house?
No, that'd be bad.
So funny.
And they're all proud.
I'm going to try to read this one.
Look at this.
Yesterday, my dog brought my mother-in-law something from probably a drawer in your room.
Okay.
Okay.
And my mother-in-law freaked out. It was so awkward.
An adult novelty is what those are called. Oh, my gosh. How embarrassing. Could you imagine?
Oh, man. Our cat brought a tarantula?
Nice.
Oh.
Yeah, because they're around here.
Really?
Yeah, because we had a heating and air guy over, and he was showing me a picture of one that he saw in American Fork in the furnace room.
I had no clue tarantulas.
I'd always
were
heard
within
that
within my environment,
but he actually showed me the picture, and I was like, "Okay."
Last summer, my dog brought a dead vole in the house and plopped it on my lap. Like, here you go. Are you proud of me?
Well, yeah, aww. They did a good job because they're ruining your yard.
Yeah.
So you're okay with that one?
Well, I am okay with that.
You had that vole problem for a long time.
Yeah, man, they were everywhere. We had to finally have somebody come out.
Oh, my cat brought us a live duckling, and we decided to keep it as a pet.
Oh,
cute.
The cat didn't kill it.
Yeah, here's the other thing too, you guys. When cats catch birds, so you're tempted to like keep the bird, but their mouths are so full of bacteria that if they bite into the bird, it's still probably going to die.
Oh, at a later time?
Because it gets sick.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, gotcha.
My dog killed 3 of our chickens and proudly laid them at her back door.
Like, oh, messed up.
Right now, though, I want to introduce you to Tia Freeman from Nashville, Tennessee.
Tia Freeman delivered her baby, Xavier, all by herself in her hotel bathroom in Turkey.
Really focused in, like zoned in on the task at hand, which didn't allow me to panic, thankfully.
The 22-year-old turned to YouTube.
Get set up so that you have everything you'll need with an easy reach, and so the mother is as comfortable as possible.
Specifically, this birthing video for help on how to push through it.
Thought about it the same way I handle all my problems, so I just kind of Googled it.
So Tia Freeman of Nashville, she delivered her own baby in a hotel room just using YouTube videos and nothing else. She was traveling to Germany when she went into labor during it was a stopover in Turkey.
Uh-huh.
And so she pulled it up on her phone.
Man, if there ever was a place to not have your baby, it is Turkey.
She filled a bath with warm water, grabbed several towels, and had her baby within minutes.
Really?
Yeah. That's nuts.
And she even from YouTube learned how to cut the umbilical cord and use sterilized shoelaces to tie it.
What?
Yeah. Then she went to the hospital after all of that, where she and her newborn checked out just fine. And now she's back home.
That's super cool.
Isn't that insane?
That's awesome.
But I'm like, man, if you can learn that on YouTube, you really can learn
anything.
Anything. We started taking your suggestions of something for each of us to learn how to do. And then we trained on learning this fine new skill.
Yeah, it's crazy what you can learn on YouTube.
Yeah. And we're going to perform it for you now. How are we feeling about it all? It's only Monday, since Monday, so we haven't had a lot of time to do so.
Man, I'm a little nervous.
Okay. I get you.
I have the cup thing mostly down.
Yeah, so
the singing part.
Jackson's whole thing was to do the cup song from Pitch Perfect. Justin is an authentic Australian accent because Justin is the man of 1,000 voices.
Yeah, and I got into it. I'm like, you know what? If I had more time, I think I could have really mastered it, but I kind of got the gist of the language now.
You're definitely in the character. I mean, you brought a boomerang in this morning, a stuffed kangaroo.
I went to Outback earlier this week. I was into it.
On a scale from Justin Taylor to Crocodile Dundee.
Probably like a hard 8.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
That's confident. Okay. Okay. I'm excited.
You're a Hemsworth is what you are.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. And I learned how to do the Titanic. I learned. I'm going to try to perform for you the Titanic theme song using the recorder. I mean, Justin, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I think I will go, and I'll kick this thing off. Here is mine.
Okay.
This is straight out of Australia.
Okay.
Australia. Hey, you f***ing bluggers. I'd like to see you this RV for heaps of Bucky and tea. This time wear something other than your f***ing Grundies.
So what you're saying is you just read an American accent, but you say the F word a lot.
Huh? Nailed it?
I don't know what to say to you right now.
He's the man of a thousand voices, too.
I'm a little shocked still.
What I learned as Americans, we have our own version of the Australian accent. I mean, this is how they really speak down there.
All right. Did we get away enough from Justin's just terrible accent of Australia there during the YouTube challenge? Can we move on from that? John and Justin, good morning. Mix 105.1, 830. Free churros downstairs at 50 West Broadway right now till 9 o'clock. Thanks to San Diablo Churros. We're doing our YouTube challenge. Justin just did his. He's the man of a thousand voices. He just did his.
1,001.
1,001 now.
His authentic Australian accent. I asked to go next. I did not want mine to be the grand finale.
I feel like it should be.
So my challenge was to learn how to play the recorder and to play the Titanic theme song.
My heart will go on. Celine Dion.
Don't laugh.
You're doing great, buddy. Good job.
Okay.
You nailed
there.
It.
Yeah, good job.
Wait, why are you plotting me off? What's going on?
Why are you plotting me off? Because we finally heard the song, and so we're like, yeah, he did it.
I really care about our ratings, so I'm going to need you to put that down.
All right. So with the YouTube challenge, that was mine with the recorder and the Titanic theme song. Jackson's was the song from Pitch Perfect Cups that Anna Kendrick performs.
Anna Kendrick.
We wanted the cups and the song, not just the cups alone.
And that's the problem. I got the cup down. Now it's the singing. And I'm not. Let's just say the only thing I've ever been able to harmonize with is John's recorder.
That's funny.
So
let's see what you got here. Yeah, absolutely.
I got my ticket for the long way round, 2 bottle whiskey for the way, and I sure would like some sweet company, and I'm leaving tomorrow, what do you say, when I'm gone, gonna miss me when I'm gone, you're gonna miss me by my walk, you're gonna miss me by my taco. You're
going to
miss me when I'm gone.
Holy cow! Yeah! Man.
Yeah! Oh.
The concentration on that had to be tough.
You have no idea.
Did you see his face?
I did, because I was like, you know what? I understand why he had his eyes closed, because you had to focus on what your hands were doing, huh?
Yeah, I can't think of anything. Actually, the cups, at this point, it's just muscle memory. I had to close my eyes so I didn't forget the lyrics.
Gotcha.
There it is, the YouTube challenge. Thanks for the suggestions. I told you guys last week, right after the snowstorm, I was walking out of my house, going to my car, and I slipped and I fell.
Yep.
And I fell hard.
Yeah, you did.
And I was telling you on air that I actually lay there and I contemplated life and was trying to decide whether or not I was coming into work that day or if I was just going to go back into bed and try again the next day.
Which is a perfectly fair thing to sit there and wonder.
So as friends, I share this story with you on air.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we move on and life continues.
Oh, no. Nope.
But what happened? How did we make a left turn here?
Well, because I got a lot of enjoyment out of it. I must have watched it at least 30 times.
Yeah, it's great.
I showed the family. I showed it at the St. Patrick's Day party this weekend. Everybody got a lot of laughs out of it. It's good stuff.
So this is what ended up happening. You know how I'm kind of an internet sleuth.
Yeah.
I love just like poking into people's business, tracking things down. So I get a hold of John's wife, Jen, and I say, hey, any chance that was captured on video, and is there any chance that I could get a copy of that video? She goes, yeah, sure, here's the link. So like, just threw him right under the bus.
So she's the mole on this whole thing, is what you're
100%.
Telling me.
But if it wasn't going to be Jen, it was going to be her grandma Dolores.
Oh, yeah. Grandma Dolores, somebody. Definitely, yeah.
I mean, I would have to walk her through how to use the computer, but I'm sure we can figure it out. So I get a hold of the video, but the link doesn't download. Like, you can't just download the video.
So Jen sent you the video from the camera that's out in front of our house, mm-hmm, that's motion activated.
Yep.
So when you walk out in front of it, it turns on. It's like it's Ring is what it is.
Yeah, or if you fall in front of it. Turns out it captures all that.
It will look at that too.
So she sent you this link.
So I get the link, but I can't download the video because, of course, I'm going to put it online. Obviously.
No.
So instead of saving it, I have to download a screen recorder onto my phone and record my screen playing that video. But guess what? It's up on our Instagram, Mix1051 Utah.
Was it worth it?
It totally was.
I'm going to go watch it again.
It was so much
worse. Seriously, it has not gotten old.
So wait, you got the video, Justin, and you shared it with people this weekend?
Oh, yeah. We passed it around the party. Everybody laughed. They found it more funny when they knew it was you, too.
And it's like just in the corner.
Yeah, when you watch it, watch the bottom left corner because that's where John walks into the frame.
The satchel you see that goes up in the air, that's my lunch bag. Stop it, Jackson.
Oh my God, it's so good. It is so good. Does your version have the audio?
I don't know, actually. I've never used a screen recorder before this day.
I know, but the audio makes it, too. Just the thud that he makes when he hits the ground, you will lose it.
All right.
And then he lays there and he goes, oh, crap.
So funny.
If you want to see the video of my tumble, it's up on Instagram.
You sure is.
And I got to tell people, this is like 4 o'clock in the morning. I mean, you're not happy at your life decisions at that point in time.
No,
anyway,
I'm not.
That it just snowed. It's 4 a.m. and it's cold and you're laying in a snowbank.
Mix1051 Utah is the Instagram handle. Go ahead, find it, watch the video, share it with your friends. Happy National Oreo Cookie Day. So I asked the two of you 6 minutes ago. I said, think about it. Make sure you're confident with your answer. What's the best way to eat an Oreo?
I disassemble it.
Mm-hmm. So you take it apart. You do the twist.
I take it apart. Sometimes I may scrape it with my two front teeth, or sometimes, just for the fun of it, I'll see if I can get the cream off without breaking it.
Oh my God, Justin, get out of my head. This is all exactly
what you'll do.
Oh yeah,
and you're all proud when you actually get it off and it's still whole.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Or I do what's called the cookie dipper, where you take a fork, you stab it into the cream, and then you dip it into the milk. That way your fingers don't get all milky.
Oh, I like that too.
Is that an actual title, or did you just name it the cookie dipper?
I mean, I've just always called it the cookie dipper.
I think you're both wrong. I like to eat my cookie as it was created. In its purest form.
In a sandwich form.
Yeah, you know, I don't like to put my teeth and scrape it up.
Then you got two teeth marks down the middle of it.
No, it's terrible.
About that.
So make sure to have some delicious Oreos today. Do you guys ever just look up in the skies?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Oh, my God.
The show's been canceled again. I need to find a new UFO-type bed.
I think you hang on to this one. It's fun.
Well, the good news is it's not being used now.
Yeah.
Well, Casino.org, which is an independent provider of online casino reviews, recently found out that they did odds pretty much. And they found out the best odds of you seeing a UFO are really close to us. Any guesses on where it is?
Skinwalker Ranch, right outside of Roosevelt, Utah.
Oh.
Skinwalker Ranch was in my grandparents' backyard.
Was it really?
No kidding.
It's messed up.
Skinwalker Ranch, Ghost Adventures went there. That is a creepy place.
It is terrifying. I mean, you know, they're usually happy cows out. It doesn't look scary until you, all growing up, you hear about how cows were flipped inside out by aliens and skinwalkers used to gut the cows. It's a nutso place.
Justin, any ideas on the best place?
I'm going to say it's somewhere by a casino because you said by a casino magazine. So what's the one up in Idaho? The
Pocatello?
No, there's a casino up that way. We
Red
see commercials
River,
for
the, Green River,
yeah, something
Blue
like that.
River,
it's going to be
casino
up in Idaho.
Jonna, life coach, any ideas on where the best place in the U.S. to spot a UFO would be?
I'm saying Arizona.
Arizona. It's Wyoming.
Oh, really? Why?
Big sky.
Your odds of seeing a UFO in Wyoming are just 205-1. Seems pretty good odds, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Considering like California, your odds are 23,419-1.
How did they come up with these numbers?
I don't.
Reports.
Yeah.
How?
What they did was they took the amount of UFO spottings and then they took the population.
Wow. Okay.
And that's how they created these.
Let me throw this out there.
You're not going to see a UFO in California because the lights are too bright. You're not. You can't see stars or anything in the
that's
sky.
That's a good point.
In Wyoming, there are six people that live there. Approximately six, give or take. The sky is big and open. You can see everything.
Now, Jonna, you said Arizona. It is the least likely state to encounter a UFO. Despite, there's been two stories recently of pilots flying and having a UFO buzz by them. Actually talked about. Yeah.
I just got chills.
See? So maybe they're moving. Maybe they were hanging out in Wyoming. They said, nothing to see here. And they moved over to Arizona.
That's exactly
what
happened.
And they're going to start there. Today's Thursday, which means Group Therapy Thursday. Our life coach, Jonna, is here. Good morning, Jonna.
Good morning.
Ready to help someone out?
I am so pumped.
If you're new to the show, Group Therapy Thursday started with just a week of us answering your emails and your messages that you've sent us through Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And even, yes, still emails.
Yeah.
Like actual emails themselves. And we just put them out on air and try to help as many people as possible. And as soon as we did that, boom, we got a bunch more. And so we've created a day for it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We call it Group Therapy Thursday. We do two messages a week, one at about 7:20 and the other one at 8:20. So if there's something going on in your life and you want to talk about it, you can always message us, like we said, through any of our socials. Mix 1051 Utah is the best way to get a hold of us. This comes from Jack. And Jack says, my wife and I separated last year before I went off to the Middle East for a tour of duty. I returned over the weekend, and I was stunned when I saw my 5-year-old son. During the time I was gone, my estranged wife allowed our son to grow his hair long. He now has a ponytail. He's homeschooled, and I'm afraid that he's going to get bullied and teased when he attends camp this summer. It could get worse when he enters public school in the fall. My wife says the ponytail is stylish and refuses to cut it. She's thinking about even allowing our son to grow it longer. Should my 5-year-old even have a ponytail? How can I make my wife see that our son is going to get bullied? Let's go around the room, and then we'll take your calls and your texts at 615-44. Justin, what do you think for Jack?
No ponytail. It needs to come off.
Yeah?
Yeah. But then again, I've always been that guy to where I like to be clean cut all the time, too. And so I guess I don't get the whole ponytail thing, though.
Justin is high and tight all the time.
Yeah, like, all the time.
And clean shaven every single day.
Every day.
That is you.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that you're like, you're not for the ponytails.
No, I've never been that guy.
So what would you say for him to talk to his, because this is an ex-wife. It's not his wife anymore. They got divorced.
Well, I guess strange. What? When it's your weekend, I guess you're taking him to get a haircut.
You know, I come from a split household.
Right.
And when I was with my mom, we went and got my ear pierced back when I was in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to my dad's on the weekend. He took that sucker out. And
see?
That hole was closed by the time I got back on Monday.
It's one of those things, too, to where when you see him next, then maybe take him to get a haircut. Cut it off.
Yeah. And he was just like, hey, just so you know, if you go get it done again, I'm just going to take it out again next time. So it's going to be a vicious cycle the whole time. Yeah.
It's just a lot of piercings for you then.
Jackson, what do you think?
Well, let me tell you a story about one young Jackson Carter.
Oh, no.
When I first moved to the city, I'm calling Layton the city. That's how small town my hometown is.
Okay.
We grew up in a trailer park, and I had a mullet, and like it was, I would look like a country bumpkin when we moved up here. And the problem was I refused to let my parents cut my hair. They're like, no, we want to give you a haircut. And I didn't want it because I was already leaving like all my family behind, all my friends. I didn't know anyone. I was going to a new school. I was like, my hair is like the last thing that I have. And I was like,
I was a holdout. It was not happening. And then I got to school and I got so teased, I immediately cut it.
See?
Day three, I went home and I'm like, Mom, I want my haircut.
Really?
And so, but my parents did, I think, the right thing in letting me experience it and make the decision myself.
Nah.
Because if they had cut my hair without me agreeing to it, I would have been furious. So what I would say to him is, ask him, let him be like, bud, you know, people aren't always super nice. This is kind of not a hairstyle that's in fashion. Maybe you should consider it. And then let him make the decision, because I promise you, he'll make the right decision for himself.
Life coach Jonna, what do you think?
Wow. First of all, Jack, thank you so much for your service. Yeah. Second of all, do not listen to Justin's advice and cut your kid's hair.
Because it's like that. Morgan's always like, I don't want a haircut. I'm like, too bad. You're getting a haircut today.
You are going to cause so many more problems with this divorced couple. So I agree that it is hip. Coming from a 15-year-old son that has long hair that drives me crazy, it's not long enough for a man bun, but man buns are hip now, you know? And I agree with Jackson. You know, he's five, so he's still pretty young, but I think that you kind of give him the option. And you know, I think that the dad's projecting his concerns about bullying and things like that, and he's kind of creating stuff that's not even happened yet. So I say keep the bun. It's okay. Let's see how school turns out and the camp turns out.
There's probably a lot of other battles going on right now. If you're a newly divorced couple, which it sounds like Jack and his wife are, like, is this really one of the battles you want to deal with? Or do you want to choose something that maybe is bigger than this? Right?
Yeah, that's why I'm saying do not cut the hair on the weekend. That will cause more problems.
What would Red Foreman say? He'd be like, get a haircut, hippie. That's what I say. I'm going to follow Red Foreman.
Respect.
So yesterday, I just got to know if this is weird or not, or if this is something that should be allowed.
Okay.
Because something happened yesterday while I was talking to a coworker. I personally was like, but maybe I'm just overreacting. Maybe Justin's OCD is like wearing off on me.
Yeah, you guys do tend to overreact.
Right.
About like nothing.
Yeah.
Says the guy who overreacts about everything.
I was talking to my coworker and he was clipping his nails while talking to me at the desk.
Ew, what? Oh my God, no.
Okay, right?
Unacceptable.
Okay.
Hold on. I thought like maybe he was like in the bathroom clipping his nails in the sink or something, which is still gross. But
that's an at-home activity, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, like we were talking and he was leaning over his trash can, clipping his nails into the trash can while he talked to me.
Why?
I don't know.
Was he saving the clippings for like some sort of ritual or?
Then he blew them at me on my way out. Just like.
Oh.
No, he didn't do that at all.
Oh. Man, I didn't like just you pretending that.
It's disgusting, right?
Yeah, that's nasty. Do that at home. You know what the worst is?
Huh.
That used to happen all the time. So I grew up in Layton, but I went to high school in Ogden.
Yeah.
And so I took UTA, and oh my God, the number of people that clip their nails on the bus is disgusting.
No,
happens all the time.
Toenails or fingernails?
Any. You pick your poison, pal. You could get on the 470 right now, and by the time you reach Ogden, you would have seen people clip and pluck pretty much any part of their body.
Like, is one socially acceptable and one's not? Like, are fingernails socially acceptable to clip in front of people, but, like, you stop at the toenails?
I feel like the only socially acceptable thing is a file. You can file your nails in public.
I don't like the sound.
Oh, I don't mind. Whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother
me. So filing, yes.
Filing, I feel like, because that's like a classy like business gal thing.
Oh, yeah.
She's in there. She's got her pencil skirt on. She's not taking anybody's crap, just filing away. You walk in, excuse me. She's like, I'm busy. And you have to leave. Sorry.
Right.
She's filing her nails.
This says, I used to have a coworker that did the same thing. It drove everyone around us crazy. Okay, good, because I'm like, what is it? In my mind, I'm going, is he jacking with me? Like, what is going on here?
It's a power play for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
That's how I felt about it.
Were you guys having a serious conversation or just goofing off?
No, I mean, we were just talking about stuff that needed to get done.
So I feel like he did that were you assigning duties? Because I would start being gross in front of you.
No.
Just so that you left me before you could assign more tasks.
Should you be able to clip your nails at your desk? Do you remember, it was a few months ago now when Hawaii issued the alert for the missiles that were coming towards the island?
Yes,
oh
I do.
Oh my God, that's so scary.
And it was like, yeah, and everyone freaked out.
Yeah.
Well, there's been another city now that has released a message that's not true. This time around, it was in Florida, Lake Worth, Florida. where they sent out an alarming message during a power outage over the weekend saying, hey, watch out for zombies. A bulletin was sent to city residents at 1 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, warning of a, quote, power outage and zombie alert and extreme zombie activity.
Which means face-eating and, like, grabbing and, you know.
I would think any zombie activity would be extreme zombie activity.
Yeah. Well, zombies don't exist, so why is there an alert for it already made? So somebody actually typed one up and accidentally sent it?
I have a theory about this, actually.
Okay. Like, how did it come to a...
So the CDC, a few years ago, created a zombie preparedness plan for the U.S., as kind of like a joke. It was like a way to get people interested in emergency preparedness.
Okay, I get it.
So I'm guessing there are probably a lot of agencies that use that model or something like that when they train on the emergency alert system.
Gotcha.
So they probably typed this up as a template, forgot to delete it, and then somebody clicked the wrong one and sent it to the wrong people, which is super funny.
It is super funny because, yeah, but I've always, that was when John said that. I'm like, well, where did that come from?
This alert, though, I mean, it's legit.
It's scary.
Like, it's in red writing, and it comes, like, in this form of almost like from the National Weather Service. You know, you get those on your phone?
Right.
Same thing. I mean, and I'm looking at it right now, and it says, power outage and zombie alert for residents of Lake Worth and Terminus. There are now far less than 7,380 customers involved due to extreme zombie activity. Restoration time, uncertain. That's what happens with the undead. You can't.
Yeah. You can never be certain.
No, you can't make a timeline when you're fighting the undead.
No, you don't
learned
know.
Anything from World War Z. Can we put this up on our website? Is it possible?
No, we have to. Let's do it.
Yes, I am putting up a blog right now, actually.
Awesome. We'll have it up at mix1051utah.com. Yesterday, I went to the gym, and I was showering there at the gym. And you know how you do it, where you kind of hang the towel out in like the hook on the hall, and then you're inside, like, the little container area.
Is it your towel or is it the gym's towel?
It's the gym's towel.
Okay, continue on.
Doing my business.
I feel like that's Justin's worst nightmare, a public use towel.
Yeah, no
Justin
kidding.
Would bring his own towel, trust me.
Actually, yeah. I would have just showered at home.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's no way Justin's doing it. And you know what? I wasn't wearing flip-flops. There, it's just so it's out there, all right?
Oh, man, you got, like, 80 kinds of fungus in them toes, girl.
Finished showering, I opened the door. Someone took my towel.
That's awesome. Now you're all wet. You're like, what do I do?
Now I'm all wet.
Wet and naked.
And naked. And the showers aren't like right next to the, like, you got to walk a little bit to get back to where your clothes are.
Was Thurl Bailey standing next to you again?
So I think Thurl took my towel.
Oh my God.
Because I'm like, who takes a man's towel?
Well, Thurl Bailey.
Thurl Bailey's the only one that makes sense. And I know you're saying, John, it's a locker room. Just walk around with all that God gave you. And I'll tell you, it's not that kind of locker room. You don't get a lot of that here.
Oh, don't you?
You're not seeing a bunch of people.
John works out at the Young Hot People gym. He doesn't work out at the, hey, old dudes, let's use the blow dryer on your nethers.
There's always a bunch of old guys naked in the gym locker room, and I don't understand why.
And they're always blow drying parts of their body that is not their head. It's crazy. I don't understand.
No. So now I had to try to stealth on the slippery tile, get back to my locker where my clothes were.
That's true. Wet feet and all.
Wet feet and all because I didn't have the sandals.
And they always have that little tile that's so slippery.
Yes. So I was like, I slip and like grab the wall.
Naked.
Listen, I made some memories last night is what I'm trying to tell you.
You just made a memory with Jackson and I do.
Thurl Bailey, give me back my towel. I know it was you, man. What did you buy thinking that it would be worth something one day? It always goes back to the Beanie Babies, right?
Oh, yeah.
That everyone thought Beanie Babies were going to be worth all this money, and it was just kind of a big flop. And now my son Liam has all of these mini Beanie Babies from, like, McDonald's.
Yeah.
And now I'm going, maybe we should keep them. Maybe you shouldn't touch them. Maybe I'll put them up above and make a profit off
of
this.
I think we still have all my grandma's. She was collecting them like crazy.
The Beanie Babies?
Oh, she had every single one.
And you have the baseball playing cards still.
You're right. Yeah, I had the baseball cards because I remember as a kid I had them all. And then I was like, I'll keep these. And I have them. And I haven't opened the book in like 25 years.
Okay.
To where I'm like, I don't know. Is it worth anything?
Maybe it's enough to pay off your house.
Where do you go? What do you do with it? I'm like, how do you know? Like, I don't even know anymore.
You got to get on eBay, see what it's going for, and then sell it for a little bit less on
eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll give you $20 for the entire book right now.
Sold.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good investment. I think it was a great investment.
Maybe that's what we do that's now, John.
Jackson, did you ever buy anything thinking that it would be worth something one day?
Oh, boy, did I.
Boy, did I. What'd you buy?
The Scene is a feminist bookshop in Denver, Colorado. The time is the summer of 2016. We're smack in the middle of the elections. Me and my roommate buy not one, not two, but three biographies autographed by Hillary Rodham Clinton. And we're like, man, in November when she wins, these are going to be worth so much money. And now we all know how that turned out.
Do you display them nicely at your home right now?
Yeah, we sit up, we put them up on our bookshelf, and we look at them and we cry our little liberal tears. Yeah. And
what
we
did
drink
you pay
our wine
for one of those books?
They were $175.
Oh my God.
$125. I got mine for $75. I got a little one.
Okay.
And she bought the other two for like $150 a pop.
You guys are into it.
What did you buy thinking would be worth something one day? A $10,000 ring for my ex-wife.
Oh, burn.
That's a good one.
Snapchat stock right before they changed their design. What a bust.
Was it?
Remember how everyone...
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as Snapchat changed, no one went on it anymore.
No.
And Rihanna got on and told everyone to get off Snapchat.
Yes.
And everyone did it.
People are like, well, if Rihanna says so, I guess...
Yeah, we're out of here.
I think we're all just waiting for an excuse, and no one would follow Rihanna's advice otherwise, but we're all just like... All right.
I bought Barbies as a kid and would leave them in their boxes because I thought it would pay for my college. It did not.
No. Oh, that's just sad. That sucks. I got a toy you never got to play with.
My husband has a Star Wars room. He claims to have $50,000 worth of memorabilia. I'm not buying it. I don't know. I hear that Star Wars stuff is worth money.
Yeah, somebody get an appraiser. Right? Where do you find all?
I'll buy it all for you from right now, $20.
Sold.
You guys are mocking, but Teddy Ruxpin is now worth $400.
I wish I had one.
Did you buy a bunch? Yeah. I need more of that story.
Don't come at us all hot like that.
I posted yesterday a text exchange that happened to me.
I read it last night. I was like, what's going on here?
You're a mess.
I loved it. It was good, though. Good for you. Well played.
So I wasn't playing a joke, though. That's the problem, Justin. This is just who I am as a person.
Oh, I was look at John, funny guy.
No.
Oh, no. I would never assume John was a funny guy.
No, this is just me being me. Just can't tell anyone no. Afraid to hurt some feelings.
Oh, God.
So I got a text from an unknown number saying, you coming tonight? What would you guys respond if you got just a random number saying, hey, you coming tonight?
Kind of depends on my mood. Sometimes it'd be like, hey, you got the wrong number. Or if you're just in one of those moods to where you're like, I'm going to screw with them a little bit. It'd be like, sure, what time you want me to be there?
Okay, Jackson?
Oh, I would just be like, who is this?
That would make sense.
How'd you get this number?
Who dis? New phone.
New phone, who dis?
Yeah. I wrote, trying to.
Nice.
Because you can't say no to anyone.
So the person's obviously thinking, okay, I got my buddy. They tell me, I'm going to leave by 6 o'clock. Now, at this point, do you then say, like, hey, wrong number?
Did you say cool me too?
I wrote, sounds right.
Oh, God, I love it.
Good job. You're
such an idiot.
I love it, man. China.
Then there was a long pause before I got the next text.
Okay.
And finally, I got a text going, I'm texting the wrong number. Why wouldn't you say anything with the middle finger emoji sent to me?
There's a middle finger emoji?
Yeah. Oh,
that's
right. Yeah, it's right there. You can see it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And in their defense, they're right. Why am I responding?
Well,
why are you responding? Because then now these guys are just like, now I have to track down the actual person. It's rude to them and you.
And I wrote back, funny. I honestly don't know because I don't.
But you chuckled while doing it, though, didn't you?
No.
No, he just didn't want to disappoint someone.
Yes, that's exactly
Justin,
right.
John, our dear John, he's like a golden retriever.
Yeah.
All he wants to do is just be happy and please everybody.
Yes.
He wants to be a good boy so bad.
I guess that's all I want in life.
Mm-hmm. He just wants to be a good boy.
I was just making a friend last night through the text message.
Right.
Sure, I don't know the person, and no, I was not helping them in any way. But I thought maybe we could bond over that text.
That was funny.
Yeah. See, just don't be polite. Just be like, who is this? I'm sorry, I don't know you. Why would you answer? Why would you respond to that?
I don't know. I can't help myself.
Yes, you can. I do it all the time. I am rude to people all the time.
Do it. You were talking about Play-Doh and how Play-Doh has a trademarked a scent, which I've never heard before.
Yeah, they're actually the first company to trademark a smell. And so Play-Doh, we all know
what Play-Doh smells like. It's amazing.
Yes.
It's so good. Uh-huh. I mean, Hasbro really, they really kind of overdid it with their description, because here's how they describe
it.
A sweet, slightly musky, vanilla-like fragrance with slight overtones of cherry and the natural smell of a salted wheat-based dough. I feel like that was too much description, because how does it smell? Musky, sweet, vanilla, cherry, wheat, salt. Like,
yeah,
that's a lot. It's too much. But that's how they ended up getting the trademark, is because it was so specific.
Got it.
That if they had something else that smelled like that, they could be like, look, we have all of those buzzwords trademarked.
So funny. After you did that story, I got a bunch of texts. Some people saying, like, you just said Play-Doh. I immediately smelled the scent, even though I don't have any near me.
Yeah. It's crazy how powerful a smell like that can just, like, jog your memory.
And other texts are, even though it's not a great smell, it's my favorite smell. Probably because it reminds you of, like, childhood.
100%.
And it got me thinking, we haven't done this topic in a long time. Your favorite weird smell.
Oh, I do love this. Skunks.
Skunks?
Gasoline. Both of those.
Gasoline, I feel like. We get a bunch of texts every time we do your favorite weird smell. People love the smell of gas for some reason.
Yeah. Well, you know, you just feel good after.
Skunks, is that a real one?
I love skunks. Oh, yeah. The smell of skunk, like, it sounds horrible and it's kind of dark. But if there's, like, a dead skunk on the road somewhere, and I like that just Dude. Smell in the air, I'm a big fan of that.
Really?
Yeah.
I like rubber.
Oh, yeah.
Like fresh rubber.
Like fresh out of the package, kind of plastic.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly how I would imagine China smells.
Right, yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. You go into like a big old tire, so you just go, good old whiff.
Oh, I do like that.
Right?
I'm a fan.
Your favorite weird smell. What is it for you? We want to hear. Hey, Todd.
Asparagus pee.
Oh, man. John was just telling me a story about asparagus pee.
Todd, yes. Last night, we were cooking asparagus, and I was telling my son Liam, he's six, how asparagus can make your pee smell. I'm telling you, Todd, he ate every piece of asparagus I cooked, and he looked at me, he's like, Dad, I don't even like this stuff, but I want my pee to smell really, really bad.
That sounds about right. Love it.
That's cool. Todd, have a great day.
You too.
Are we going to just ignore the fact that he's a pee sniffer? Like, I know that you had that story, like, ready to go.
It's ready to go.
Because you told it to me. That was the first thing you said to me this morning.
No.
But then we completely ignored that he just talked about being a pee sniffer.
That's a good point. Morning, my favorite smell is dirt at the beginning of rain. Oh, I love that smell.
Yeah, I love a rain smell.
I don't know if this person who just texted in Home Depot, if that's the smell they like or they're trying to win a prize. I don't know.
I love the smell of Home Depot.
Really?
Yeah, it smells like lumber and manliness. Like, just in there getting power tools. Ugh.
The salts you crack open to wake up people who have been knocked out.
Oh, smelling salts.
I've never smelt one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Is it like sulfur?
No. It's so hard to explain. It's almost like rubbing alcohol.
Okay.
But it's intense. Huh. Like, it'll make your eyes water. It's great.
I love this one. You know when your finger gets wrinkly from a Band-Aid? The smell of that finger.
Oh, gross. You like soggy flesh. That's pretty yuck.
We're talking about your favorite weird smell. We got a text of the smell of new babies. Yeah, I don't find that weird. I think that's just a...
That's a normal people
everyone
thing.
Everyone wants that, yeah.
Yeah, we like it because we're supposed to.
Freshly printed paper out of a printer.
Yeah. And how it smells all nice and it's all warm.
It's like going to like a Kinko's.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I'd rather have freshly printed paper than a freshly printed baby, that's for sure.
My favorite weird smell is the smell of a dog's paw.
Yeah, they smell like Fritos.
That's what they smell like, corn chips.
Yeah.
Why do all dogs' paws smell the same?
I don't know, man. I don't know if it's like the sweat or what they're stepping in, probably their own urine.
But if you've never sniffed your dog's paw, go home and do it. And I'm telling you, it's corn chips.
It will smell like Fritos.
Yeah. My favorite weird smell, pencil shavings.
I do like a pencil shaving.
My favorite weird smell is cigarette smoke.
Oh, me too. It reminds me of when I was a kid. And like, because my grandparents, my parents, like everybody smoked growing up. So it just reminds me of home. I love it.
Oh, a fresh can of tennis balls. I like
that.
Ooh, that
does smell good.
Yeah, I do. You pop
You're
that
right.
thing open. We were talking before 6 o'clock about if you wash your feet, or do you think the soapy water that runs down is enough? It was from a text we got.
What?
Asking us, like, hey, guys, random thought. Do you actually, like, scrub your feet?
Yes.
No, you just let the soapy water hit your toes.
That's good.
You're both animals. What are you talking about?
I think if I had dirt on him, I'd probably get down there. But yeah, right now to bend down that far? Holy
cow.
But if
you don't get in between your toes, you're going to get a fungus.
No, you're not going to get a fungus.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to tell you.
Made it this long and not had a fungus.
Right, exactly. I don't want to slip and fall and break my back.
Well, let me tell you something. You get one case of athlete's foot, and you're never going to do it again. So good luck.
This text says, clean your feet, sicko.
Yes, sicko.
You know you don't have to bend over. You can bend your knee and reach it much easier. Has nothing to do with that part of the bending. It has to do with that I'm going to slip and fall.
Yeah, it has to do with the wet shower floor. Yeah, like anything.
I guess in your 20s, you don't have to worry about slipping and dying in the shower as much as you do in your later years, Mr. Watkins, Mr. Taylor.
We're going to get a seat installed. That way we can get our...
You're going to have Rebath install a little bath door for
yeah.
you?
I'll tell you what I want. I want one of those bath fitters that looks like a jacuzzi in your room.
Right.
Yeah. I see those and I'm like, that seems like an... Why do I have to wait till I get old? Yeah, why can't I have that now?
You don't have to be over 65 to get one.
Right,
get one
exactly.
now.
Morning, guys. Totally have to get soap on your feet, not just the soapy water in between your toes.
Yeah, you got to scrub that, girl.
I don't agree with that. I'm so excited because at school I have a performance and I'm going to sing in Spanish, which I've been learning since first grade, and I'm in six.
Oh, muy bien.
We want to hear some congratulations. Give us a call. This morning I'm dying from allergies. Just wondering if there was an allergy issue going on. Because I'm kind of feeling just stuffy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone All right. else? It's either that or... Maybe it has to do with me not washing my toes.
Could. It's yeah. just working
it
its way
one
up.
Of the other things.
It's the fungus working its way from your nasty toes.
Clean your feet every day.
Yeah. Do you get pedicures?
Yeah.
Okay. Like occasionally or like it's monthly?
I go with Jen probably once a month.
Okay. So I don't worry so much about your toes. Mr. Taylor's on the other hand.
Wow. What's wrong with my toe?
I mean, I don't know.
Do you ever take baths?
Yeah, once in a while. Not very often, though.
So no.
But you know what? It's really, really lathery in the shower.
Yeah, you get a lot of soap going on. You're fine.
You have like this whole thing running down your legs. You're like, you know what? It's just cleaning on the way down.
I stop at my knees.
So hold on. Are you guys the kind that just throw in like a 3-in-1 conditioner, shampoo, body wash into your hair and then just let it run down their body?
I have
it's
no
a good
hair.
Idea, though. Well, there's
yeah,
always that.
I use Head and Shoulders.
You could...
And then I soap my body.
Why isn't it head, shoulders, and body?
I know.
No,
trust
need.
Me. Sometimes I use it all, and I stop at my knees, and I call it a day.
Me too.
My shins, you too?
You know why? Because it's like 3:30 in the morning. That's all I can do. I was like, you know what? It's good. Let's go down to the knee.
This text says, rumor has it, if you pee on your feet in the shower, it's going to kill anything. Well, there you go.
Why pee in the shower anyway? So I was going to do that no matter what.
Science is what that is. Yesterday, I posted up on a blog about Taylor Swift having a minor wardrobe malfunction during the Billboard Music Awards.
Okay, what happened?
She was wearing this dress that had a really high-cut like slit in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she was walking up the stairs, she had awards in both hands. And so she wasn't able to kind of like work her dress as well. And so photographers got a photo of her, and you can see like her undies in the photo.
Okay.
And... it's not risque.
No, they're just undies.
It's undies, but...
And they're Taylor Swift undies,
Taylor
and everybody's
Swift,
making a big deal about it.
Yes.
Yeah. Taylor Swift doesn't want that photo out.
What kind of underwear does Taylor wear?
Well, you can look at the photo. It's up at mix1051utah.com.
Well, I don't want to get caught looking at that stuff at work.
What, you want to ask me on the radio?
Yeah.
Which one would you rather have?
What, you guys looked at it all day yesterday. You might as well just tell me about it now.
I did not look at it for more than a split second and didn't really notice anything.
What color undies did she wear?
We're talking about what wardrobe malfunction have you had? Taylor Swift just went through one. I remember the story our sales manager once told us of him ripping his pants before going to a sales call.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And I think he went and like took a stapler to it.
Click, click, click. You're
like,
good.
He walked into wherever the sales call was. They had a stapler on the receptionist's desk, grabbed it, went into the hall, took a little click, 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 went back in and finished his sales call.
And that's what's funny. I like that. Man, I don't have anything that good either, because mine's usually like a stain on my shirt or on my pants or something like that. I never tear anything.
Jackson, Judge Judy in a book you're reading has a great wardrobe malfunction story.
Yeah, so Judge Judy wrote a book. It's called Don't Pee on My Leg and Tell Me It's Raining. Uh-huh. It's great.
That's what it's called?
That's what it's called. Yeah, it's something that her dad said to her once, and she's like, that's how I knew I wanted to work in family court and like call kids out for lying. And she talks about how she, in her courtroom, she is mean to juvenile delinquents. She had this
kid in front of her, 14-year-old punk, committed a bunch of crimes. And she is like, I am laying the fear of God into him. I am, like, getting tall, and I'm looking down on him, and I am laying down every punishment I could think of. And he starts to crack a smile. She looks down, and her judge robe had come undone right around her bust. And she's not wearing anything but a bra under there. Uh-huh. So her bra is being shown to a 14-year-old, and he just busts out laughing while she is trying to instill fear into this kid forever.
That's funny.
I'm like, Judge Judy, never stop being perfect.
I had to go up on stage once to introduce this band, and there's a few thousand people there. And in the backstage, they had like a little dinner going on, and I spilled a soda right on my crotch.
Yeah.
And then I spilled on my khaki shorts, and it was like,
all right, Paging John, time to get up on stage.
So I have this huge wet spot.
See, I love that.
Oh, right on me. And I had to go up on stage.
And you acknowledge it or do you just play it off?
So I acknowledged it. Yeah, I felt like that's the only thing you can do. And I was like, it's soda. And I just went on with
it. Did you like, I'm so excited to be here today?
No, I should have done that though.
That'd be pretty good.
Yeah. This text says, I ripped my pants at work once, and I took duct tape to it and just continued working.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, that's all you got to do, right? Carry a little duct tape, fixes everything.
I was wearing a wraparound dress to church, and I was walking down from the stand, and it came undone.
No.
That's funny, though.
Mm-hmm. Man, in elementary school, I used to, three times in third grade, I ripped my shorts, just like being a kid. You know how kids are. Uh-huh. But I was a thick third grader. I was dense, let's say.
Right.
Split my shorts wide open. Another problem I had in third grade, I never liked wearing underwear. So it's not like I could just walk around with the tear in my pants. Seriously. My mother would have to leave work and bring me new pants to wear to school every day.
I'm shocked after the first one. An underwear rule wasn't implemented in your house.
Oh, there was, but she also wasn't checking before I left the house.
Got to start doing an underwear check to Jackson every single day.
Yeah. Hey, I'll show anytime you want, boo. It's all you.
This text says, one time I didn't wear pants. I feel like I need more of the story.
Yeah, more than just pants.
Yeah.
Is it one of those situations where it's like a nightmare? You show up to school, it's a big test day, you look down, you're like, oh no, I'm not wearing pants.
Hey, Frank, you're awake. This isn't a dream at all. You just forgot to put on pants this morning.